Thanks for joining us, Spud. And you're joining us to preview Impact that's coming up this Sunday, the 14th of June, on Challenge in the UK. We saw last week you cashing in your X title for a shot at Kurt Angle. One of the first questions, you gave the fans a massive moment at Wembley Arena capturing that X title. And then you did again at the Impact Zone. Was cashing it in the right decision?
I think so. I mean, I've reached the goal as X Division champion, and now, you know, what guy doesn't get in the wrestling business without wanting to be the World Heavyweight Champion? And I seriously believe I can do it. Although, standing in front of me is the best wrestler that there's ever been. Kurt Angle, Olympic gold medalist, 13-time World Heavyweight Champion, and the current TNA World Heavyweight Champion. You know, it doesn't get any more big time than this, and you know, I've got to beat the best. And if I can hang with the best, that's just as rewarding, because if I don't win on Sundown Challenge, it's just going to make me want it that much more. And that's the beauty of, you know, this industry, that it's a wonderful time being me right now, and I hope I give you something you can be proud of me for.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's a joy to see the response online, how fans have reacted to you, both sides of the pond, I guess. Is it not a bit intimidating standing in the ring with Kurt Angle? I mean, like you say, he is one of the greatest all-time wrestlers still to be going.
Intimidating, yes. But, you know, now it's my time to step up, and it's my time to show that, you know, although intimidated, it's something that I've always wanted, and I've worked hard to get as good as I am at what I do, and I'm going to hang with Kurt, and I'm going to give Kurt room for his money, and if he honestly thinks that I'm taking this match lightly, if he's taking it lightly, then he's very stupid, because one of us is going to get through each other, which is going to be a tough match in itself, and then we're going to face the greatest man that ever lives off in Aries. You know, the odds are stacked against both me and Kurt. You know, the odds are in favour of Austin Aries this night, so who knows what's going to happen, which means a double against me, because I'm going to go through two absolute legends in the business, two of the absolute best. The odds are completely stacked against me more than they are anyone else. But I'm used to that. The odds have been stacked against me my entire career. But as I said to them previously, you know, this is one in a million opportunity for someone like me. So the 999,999 of the times that I'm not going to win, what if this night's my one? And then I'm the World Heavyweight Champion. I'm an underdog. I'm not supposed to win, but you know that I can. And you don't know when it's going to happen, but you know that I can.
Yeah, I mean, you've played the character of the underdog perfectly, and it's probably something that's followed you throughout the wrestling career that you've had behind you and you've got in front of you. The betting man, like you say, would put everything on Kurt Angle, but there is that shot that Spud can lift the TNA World Heavyweight title, and it'll be a moment that's with the Wayne Magnus earned the title, it may be slightly received better this side of the Atlantic with yourself winning it.
Well, let's hope it happens. I mean, Magnus was the first ever British World Heavyweight Champion. Yes, he won it in, you know, dubious circumstances, and believe it or not, I helped him.
Yeah.
Remember, I helped him. I was there with him. I don't have any help going into this. And not only that, regardless of how Magnus won the World Heavyweight Championship, he'll go down on the record books as the first British World Heavyweight Champion. That's all that matters. The record books, that's who it's going to be. And do I need help to beat Kurt Angle? I need an army and a tank to defeat Kurt Angle, but I don't have them, and also the referee would probably disqualify me. So I need to go in there all guns blazing, but my own guns. And they're not very big guns, but I'm going to use them.
Is it good to see how your former best friend EC3 and his crony Tyrus reacted to you cashing in your ex-title when you did it more or less straight in their face? It was a good moment on TV.
Yeah, is me as a human being. It's me from every emotion from the moment I enter to the moment I walk out. It's me the person. I'm not pretending to be anything but myself. And when he was saying all those words, it's everything I'd heard from my friends when we go to the pub, my family, my colleagues at work. Why risk it? Why bother? Who cares? Like, don't worry about it. You've done enough. That's fine. You did it. You're a wrestler. Cool. You've done it. Don't get that. Like, they don't understand the sacrifices that we all go through. Like, this is just my journey. There's people with journeys out there that are, you know, way more downtrodden than mine, but we've all got our own emotional journey, and that was mine. And when he said the things he did, it reminded me of everything I've ever gone through. And finally, I'm me, and I'm comfortable being me, and I can hold up my middle finger and tell everybody where to go. And I'm going to do this. And, you know, I want to be the World Heavyweight Champion more than anything that I've ever wanted in my life. More than family, more than kids. I want to be the World Heavyweight Champion. And I'll do whatever it takes to be the World Heavyweight Champion.
Excellent. And where can fans catch it? Both sides of the Atlantic, if you can, Spud.
If you're here in America and Canada, you can watch it in Canada on the Fight Network. You can also watch it at 9/8 Central on Destination America in the United States. And if you are from the United Kingdom, you can watch it at 9 p.m. on Challenge TV, which is big night for all British wrestling fans, because one of their own is going for the world title. And the Simon Spud thing that everyone talks about and stuff, that's just the fans following me on this journey, because they're with me every step of the way, and I thank them for that, because someone like me is not going to get there without their support, and they're the most valuable players in this business, and that's the fans. So just want to say thank you to everybody out there that's supported me up until this point.
Excellent. And can I just say thank you for joining us at this, just to preview Impact, that's, as you say, coming up this Wednesday in America and Canada, and Sunday in the UK. And everyone listening at home, we have got an upcoming interview with Rockstar Spud to preview Slammiversary 2015, which will be released in the forthcoming weeks. Thank you very much.